Hi, and welcome to episode 70 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. Oracle announced the opening of an Oracle Cloud region in Chicago, Illinois. Continuing their extensive cloud expansion, Oracle's 41st global region and 4th in the U.S. offers customers and partners a new option to locate their infrastructure, applications, and data for optimal performance and latency. The fact that Oracle continues on its aggressive path of opening Oracle Cloud regions throughout the world is advantageous to Oracle Enterprise Application customers. Oracle is one of few companies that maintain these innovations from the ground all the way through the enterprise applications and their own infrastructure, building an almost comprehensive offering that significantly benefits customers in the long term. With 41 locations and over 100 applications, it is clear that OCI is growing in its deep cloud offerings. In other news, Anil Bhusri, co-CEO, co-founder, and chair of Workday, is to remain co-CEO through January 2024, with the newly appointed co-CEO, Carl Eschenbach, replacing Chano Fernandez. In 2024, Eschenbach will assume CEO responsibilities, and Bhusri will assume a full-time role as executive chair and will remain as chair of the board of directors. This is a major shift, especially considering Bhusri's role as a co-founder of Workday, to pass the reins to Eschenbach. Given Workday's significant growth and its continued expectation of growth, Eschenbach will clearly be leading the charge of a well-oiled machine into 2023 and beyond. Finally, in the product innovation category, Salesforce unveiled new Commerce Cloud solutions available this spring that will enable automakers and dealers to reimagine online sales, bringing together complete driver and vehicle profiles for more connected experiences at every stage of the customer journey. The new Commerce Cloud solutions will help streamline the car buying process, with Automotive Cloud assisting automakers in delivering next-generation, immersive, personalized in-car experiences. Salesforce continues to invest in solid micro-vertical solutions, especially around automotive offerings. It goes to show that Salesforce aims to better meet the needs of the customer, and we expect them to develop many more micro-vertical solutions going into 2023. Looking to enhance your ERP knowledge in 2023? Join us today, January 5th, for our free webinar, 2023 ERP Trends and Predictions. This thorough examination will showcase the industry views and predictions of ERP expert Sean Wendell and myself to equip your ERP team in 2023. You would be remiss to not attend this event, so register today using the link in the show notes or visit our website at www.erpadvisorsgroup.com/events. Thanks for tuning into the ERP Minute. We're always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.